greatest.
This is Lady Taz, and we're here for another show. Now, today, I've got a couple of announcements I have to make. So get ready, get your pads and papers out, because I got a couple of things to let you know. First of all, the Tasmania Liz site that is currently on Ning will no longer be around as of around the middle of July. In fact, Lady Taz has finally given in to the stress and the pressure, and I've opened up a page on Facebook. That's right, Facebook. And the way you can find me on there, and it's a show page, the way you can find me is you just type in Lady Taz as the first name, one word, second name, Crown Buster. And that's where you find me. Now, we got some other pages floating around. We got a Lady Taz page, and we got a Tasmania Lives page, and we're trying to figure out how the hell we're going to connect all those pages. But in the meantime, you can come there, you can join, and that's where all the news will be about the upcoming shows and things like that, and hopefully chat and suggestions and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, so that's one piece of business. Next piece of business, for all you all who have been sending me text messages, emails, whatever, asking about Master J, I'm here to tell you that Master J is no longer a member of this panel. He will not be returning. So, you know, no point in sending any more emails asking about him, because, you know, that's just a dead issue. So there you go. Second thing I want to announce is a piece of really good news. One of our members, who happens to be the person that this whole show is going to be about today. Sean the Fireman. He got a promotion. Yes, my brother got a promotion. And so I wanted to congratulate him on air for his promotion. Man, I tell you, the Big D is so lucky to have him looking after them. Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, thank you.
And now, the last little piece of information before we get on to the show is next week it's going to be a real good show, real good show. It's going to be entitled, He's Not Who You Think He Is. And it's going to be a wonderful show. We should have a whole lot of meat and potatoes in that one there. In fact, you know what I thought was as a parting gift to Master Jay, I'm going to dedicate that next show to him. So I hope that you will all tune in because it's going to be a live one. It might even be an hour and a half show instead of just an hour because I got a feeling we're going to have so much to talk about. In any event, that's it. So that brings us, that's all our kind of housekeeping stuff. And now I want to say hello to all the members on the panel, starting with Chris. Hello, Chris.
Bonjour.
Oh, my goodness. Good Lord, I barely could hear you, man. You need to, like, liven up or some shit.
I say bonjour.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur. Ça va bien? Ça va bien?
Coup de grâce.
Ça va.
All right, moving right along. Renee. Hello, Renee. How are you, my dear?
Hello. Hello.
Well, I have to
I'm just marvelous.
We are lucky to have Renee with us because just a short few moments before the show, she was running to escape a pit bull. So, I mean, wow. I mean, we're lucky she's here. And, of course, finally, the man of the hour, our dear one and only, Sean the Fireman. Hello, Sean.
Hola, mami. ¿Qué pasa, mi amigos?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got just a bunch of hilarious people online today. So let's see. All right, Sean. So you know the drill, man. This is all about you. And what we want to know about is about your love life. Up to this point in your life, we want to hear about those people who have mattered to you or who had an impact on you in terms of love interest. We want to know how they changed you, what effect they had on you, did they jade you, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Well, some of you know about my previous marriage. It started off good. You know, we were together for like 13 years before we got married. We were together for 13 years total. We were together 8 before we decided to get married. But, you know, like I said, a couple of you on the panel, you guys know about that situation and whatever, whatnot. So, you know, I'm not going to get on that, but, you know, I'm going to touch bases on that. And then now we can get on to what's new and improved, you know, keep it moving and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So, all right, so where do we want to start, Sean? You tell me, where do we want to start? Tell me, when you were youngin' and you were naive, who was the first person, the first woman who broke that naivete?
I think that the first person that broke that was this young lady that I met when I was working in an accounting firm downtown in the Renaissance. And she was like 20 years my senior. I was 22, she was 42. And she like opened my eyes up to a lot of things that you women like. So she
like,
kind of like.
What? Like what? Like what? Like what? Like what?
just what y'all like, you know? What y'all like.
You know, you're on blast today. So, like what? Tell us, Sean. Come on now.
What do we like? Flowers? Do we like flowers? What do we like? Flowers?
Oh, no, not the flower thing. I mean, I had that already in perspective. Just some other things she put me up on. You know, just how y'all like to be touched and kissed and you know, that sort of thing. So she opened my eyes to I'm sorry?
Worked over.
Yeah, yeah. She showed me how y'all like to be worked over. Yeah, there you go. That's it, all in a nutshell. But she was smooth. I liked her. She was really nice. She was real classy. Man, I really liked her, boy. Woo, woo, woo.
Hey,
but yes, sir.
Hey, you notice how dating an older woman don't hold the same enthusiasm when you get 30 something?
Yes.
That it did when you were 20.
Yes. Yes. Because, I mean, you know, that was, what, 20 years ago? That was actually 22 years ago.
I'm going to disagree with you all.
I'm telling you, it's not, trust me, I don't like looking at, I mean, I like older women, but my older women, it's a limit, because they're not older now. They're about my age. I don't want to see nothing wrinkled, saggy, and hanging down to the floor.
Son, did I tell you that I'm, like, approaching 70? Hello?
What? You got jokes. You got jokes, but I know better than that. I know better than that. I know you're not hitting 470.
I am approaching 70. I'm just not telling you when I'm getting there.
I know when you're getting there. You'll be 70 in at least the next 30 to 35 years. Don't go there. Don't go there.
All right. So back to this woman that was 20 years your senior. Okay, so she taught you a lot of shit.
Yeah, she put me up on a lot of things, you know, how to do certain things and, you know, what's what, what's where, and, you know, all that good stuff. But I've had the pleasure of encountering, I'm not going to say numerous women, but I've had my fair share of women. And I find that the more mature women, you know, that's more my thing. You know, when I was like 25, I had met another young lady. I think she was like 45, maybe 50. She might have been 50. I'm not sure. But she was cool, classy, hung out with her. She put me up on the health thing, eating healthy and, you know, all that, taking care of my body. I would get out on the floor and exercise with her, do aerobics with her, you know. And that was my girl. That was my heart. But she had got sick, and, you know, she passed on. May she rest in peace. Love you, baby. That was my girl. That was my girl, because we would hang out and just, man, we have so much fun. You know, we get our little smoky smoke on, I guess I could say. And, we just had fun. I mean, it was just fun. You know, it didn't seem like, wow, I'm hanging out with a 50-year-old. It wasn't like that. I mean, she was 50, but she didn't look a day over fucking 32, 33.
Wow.
She took care of herself.
So what happened to break that relationship up? I mean, what ended it?
Well, nothing actually ended it. We had a special bond. Let me put it that way. I mean, I wasn't her man. She wasn't my woman. We just, you know, when we got together, everything just clicked. You know, so it wasn't no titles. It was just, hey, what's going on? What you doing? Nothing, let's go hang. So we would go hang, you know, do whatever, go out, catch a movie, you know, whatever we wanted to do. And whatever happened, happened. And it wasn't no, you know, it wasn't no pressure. Well, you know, I'm going, I need to come over there and get some ass, or I need to do this. It was just, everything was mutual. It was a mutual thing. You know, we didn't always get together and have sex. We didn't always get together and smoke. We didn't always get together and go out. We would stay in, watch movies, you know. She'd pull out the dip and the broccoli and carrot sticks and celery, you know.
Oh, she pulled out the carrot sticks. Okay, so enough about that. After you're done with the carrot sticks, all right, how does it kind of fall apart or distance or what happens?
Well, no, actually, we never fell apart. She had got sick, and she wound up going in the hospital, and I seen her, you know, I went to visit her, and we talked, and, you know, she was explaining to me what her problem was, and, you know, it kind of messed me up just to see her that way. And then eventually she passed on. So we never really fell out or had, you know, bad. We were never on bad terms. Never. You know, she just got sick and, you know, wound up going to the hospital and eventually passing on. So, you know.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, so wow. Okay, so then who's next?
After her, I can't even remember. But I mean, like I said, I've had my fair share of women, or of meeting women or having relationships with them. But one woman really stands out, and I met her online, and she made me laugh, and that caught my attention, you know, and we would conversate for like hours on the phone. I mean, literally hours, you know, and we still talk to this day. She's a beautiful person. She's the bomb. She's the bomb. And, you know, hopefully if things go right, you know, we can go ahead, get together, hang out, and, you know, do some things or whatever. But she's become a intricate part of my life. I care about her. And, you know.
Who is she? I mean, what's your relationship with her?
Well, we're just real good friends. I mean, you know, we text, we talk. You know, she calls to check on me, see how I'm doing, you know, which I appreciate greatly, you know, and then I call and check on her, you know, I send her text, hey, what's going on, you know, we just kick it, you know, but nothing, I mean, it's nothing serious yet. I guess I would be safe to say that. But I do like her. She's a real good friend, a very close friend, and I care about her. So,
my goodness. And are you prepared to reveal anything more?
Well, I mean, I haven't really met her yet. So I haven't met her face to face yet, but I think she knows that I like her. You know, cuz some of the conversations we've had in the past.
I just want to be clear. What city does she live in?
do we really have to go there? I mean, really? Come on. Do we really have to go there? Let's just say
right.
She stays.
I'll let you off the hook.
She stays out of state. She's out of the state of Michigan. I'll put it that way.
All right. Okay, cool. So, well, she sounds like a very nice person. Anyway, so, all right. So, next, who messed you up? Who fucked you over? Changed the way Sean is?
The ex-wife. Oh, yeah, she fucked me over. Swell.
Hold on, Sean, hold on. We've got somebody in the chat room that is saying, oh, yes, we have to go there.
Yeah, I was thinking of my damn self, but, you know, I was sitting here going, when the fuck did we get all James Bundy and shit? You know.
okay. Since y'all want to know, she stays in Canada. I'm just not gonna say what part. But
what's
just know she stays
class?
In Canada.
What's up, Bumble Clad?
What you say, Chris?
Oh man, I was looking at Belly the other day, man. Boy, it's a Bumble Clad.
Oh yeah, I see that. Bumble
Clad.
Oh no, nah, she stays in Canada.
Describe her. Yeah.
You said describe her?
Yeah.
I don't know how tall she is, but she's shorter than I am. I damn sure say that. So I say she's about, I'm 6 feet, so she's got to be about 5'4", 5'5", maybe.
Hmm.
Probably
she's got It's probably closer to 5'2". I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I don't know. Like I said, we haven't met yet, so I can't really say. But
somebody just wrote in the chat room, tell it like it is, and then they wrote, oh, who Bumba Clot? Big up, Chris, Bumba Clot.
But anyway, she's Canadian. She's
cute. The
good
thing is she lives in Canada. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, but back to what we were speaking on before. My ex-wife.
Yeah, who messed you over?
My ex-wife. That bitch. Fucked me over, man. I mean, when we first got together, when I first met her, sweet as fucking pie. I mean, because I got sick. I had meningitis with a vitamin B12 deficiency. I got sick. She came over. She bought groceries, took care of a brother, cooked for a brother, hooked the brother up, just all the whole nine. And, you know, it had been like that for a while. And then when we get to this, I do, that's when shit started going downhill. You know, the head stopped. The fucking flow down. We went and got a brand new car. She didn't want me to drive it. It just, I mean, just all sorts of shit. Just craziness. You know, she wanted to go spend $3,000 to join a fucking sorority. When we could have got a brand new house, we could have closed on it, you know, but that's what she wanted to do. So, you know, but I'm happy to say that I am out of that hellhole. I'm free and clear. Divorce was final December 10th. Now I'm back on the market. Well, not quite on the market, but I'm free. I'm back doing my thing. Shit.
Yeah, this Canadian girl may not like to hear that you're on the market.
Well, like I said, I'm not quite on the market, but I ain't in no, you know, I ain't in no relationship. I'm done. I'm just me. I'm here. World, here I am.
Okay, so Sean.
Watch out, world.
Yeah, y'all better watch out, because I ain't having that shit this time. Ain't going to be none of that fucking over Sean shit.
So tell
anyway,
me, what
Taz,
did she do? What did she do?
Oh, man, she's just out cold. I mean, she wanted a new house, so I went and got another job. So I'm working 10, 12 hours at Foot Locker. Then I'm working 24 at the firehouse. You know, then, oh, well, you're not spending enough time home with the kids and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, what you want me to do? I'm either gonna quit this job and come home and be with the kids, or we're gonna get this paper and get this house. You can't have it both ways. So I cut my hours at Foot Locker. Okay. Then she was complaining about the money. Well, we don't have enough money. And it's not enough money. We can't do this, we can't do that. Well, when I was getting that paper, you was complaining about me being at the crib. Now I'm at the crib. What? You just not satisfied. So, I mean, you know, that was another thing. You know, then I found out she was sleeping with the choir director at our church. It was one thing after the other. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. How you going to sleep with the choir director at church and you coming at me quoting how I should be, quoting Bible scriptures to me on how I'm supposed to be? I mean, come on now. You in church every Sunday, faithfully. Every Sunday, faithfully, singing in the choir. Every day you go in the choir rehearsal. Every Sunday you at church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then you meeting the choir director out back getting that ass tapped.
But that's why she was in church thanking the Lord, man.
Probably. But if you gonna do that, you need to divorce me first. Then go and handle your business. But I mean, it's all good. ain't mad. I just know that I can't go to church and get a decent woman. That's all that is.
Well, anybody wait a minute now. Everybody in church isn't like your ex.
Well, yeah, you're right, and I'm not saying that. But I know I ain't going to church trying to look for one. That's a rap.
Yeah, we shouldn't go to church with any extra expectations like they are perfect, because they're not.
They're not, right.
Hey, man, I went on this website one time called Black People Meet.
Yeah.
The only girl I would date be the one say I'm looking for a God-fearing man. I'd be like, oh, let me get him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I put that shit down there, you full of shit.
Right, because I met this one young lady. I mean, she's nice, fine, cute as all get out. But her thing was, well, I just want to put it on record. I don't give it up unless I get married. I'm like, so you don't believe in you don't believe in premarital sex.
Premarital.
No, I do not. If you want this, you got to marry me. I'm like, okay. All right, well,
Six minutes later, you was in that ass.
Nah, I ain't even fuck with her. I left her alone. I'm not, no. If I got to marry you, just...
I done had chicks say that before.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh, okay.
Nah, I ain't even finna fuck with that, man. If that's what you want or that's how you is or whatever, I holler at you. I'm not finna get married just to get no ass.
When a woman say that, that just means it's gonna take you 14 days instead of 7 days to get there. That's all that.
And that's probably true. But yeah,
ass truthfully is being passed around in church, and it's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's
it's
why true. I have my issues with it all, because it is a shame.
Yeah, but my wife kind of fucked up shit for me, you know, because I'm not, you know, I just don't talk to women like I used to. You know, I'm skeptical. I done got picky, you know, and oh, my God, this one young lady that I tried to talk to, she had so many rules that it just drove me the fuck away. You know, I just laugh about that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you with me, could you not look at any women? I'm like, excuse me? It's only natural to look. Well, could you do that when you not with me? I'm like, okay, check this out. If I was breaking my neck to look at a woman, then I understand that being disrespectful. But if I just look over and glance at her and turn my head back and keep it moving, how is that being disrespectful? I mean, it's not like I'm gawking at her. And then, you remember that lady that was crossing the street? Yeah, I remember her. Yeah, she was unattractive to me. That's why I glanced at her and turned my head back. I wasn't gawking at her. But trust me, if I seen a woman walking down the street and she was fine, I wouldn't gawk at her while I'm in your presence. I'll look at her and turn my head back and have my own thoughts going through my mind. Ooh, she was fine in the motherfucker. And if you keep running off at the mouth, yeah.
Do the Chris.
What is?
This is when you hug her like she means so much to you, but your vision is right over there over her shoulder where you can see the chicken the whole time.
Hey, you know what, dog? I'm going to have to try that next time. Because that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, but other than that, I'm pretty much an easygoing guy. You know, I don't expect a lot from my woman. You know, just treat me like you want to be treated. That's all I ask. And if there's anything you want to do outside of the norm, let me know. Just open your mouth and say something. And if I'm with it, I'm with it. You want to have a threesome? I'm down with it, as long as it ain't another guy.
Then you ain't down with it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And if you want to have, you know,
How you going to get all conditional about your threesome? How you going to get all conditional?
I don't do that.
on.
And it's funny. No, it's like, okay, the threesome.
I got more messages.
Hold on.
I got some more messages from the chat room. Okay, Carnival says, yo, inquiring minds want to know. Tell Sean that he needs to break it down. And then we got Unique One that says, in terms of the threesome, I'm sure he been there, done that before. LOL, LOL. And now everybody in the chat room is going, oh, my God, oh, my God. So
hey, you know what, though? You know what? I will say this. I have done a threesome, and it was another guy, but it was my boy. Now, I'm not doing no shit with no strange motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Look, dog, if I'm down here and I'm hitting that ass, she need to be sucking your dick. Now, when you want to switch, you let me know which way you're going so I can go the opposite way, because there ain't going to be none of that touching shit.
Okay, really? This was not what I had in mind for this show, for real. Okay.
Well, you said you wanted to know about it's all about me, so I'm telling you about me.
It's all about me.
This is how I get down.
Boomba clap. Boomba clap.
That's right. This is how I get down. Rude boy.
All right. I want to bring it back to the more important issues that people want to hear about. And I'm gonna put it this way. So I'm going to say this. I wanted to make a comment with respect to your comment where the woman said, you know, don't be looking at other women. To me, that's a bunch of bullshit. As far as
I'm
concerned, I don't think that, you know, just because you're with somebody, it doesn't mean that you are dead, okay?
Life goes on.
Exactly. You can look at people, whatever, and actually, I prefer that. I hate when a man is looking and I go, oh, what you looking at? And he's like, oh, nothing. I'm like, you're a lying motherfucker. Just tell the truth. You're not dead just because you're walking with me or you're in my company. If you've looked, there are attractive people out there, 10 times more attractive than I am. Why shouldn't you have the right to look?
So exactly.
I agree with what you said, Sean. I think that is bullshit. I would 10 times more prefer that somebody be honest and straight with me, and that's how I want to roll. I don't like none of this phony bullshit and whatever. And Unique One in the chat room says, tell us what Sean likes.
I think you have an admirer, Sean.
Now, hold on. Unique One also made a couple of more comments I want to put out there. She says, that's insecurity on her behalf, like the woman who says, I don't want you looking. She needs to start standing strong and stand her ground. And Carnival says, when a man looks at another woman, if he's called out, just admit it. No need to lie, which is kind of what I just said. Well, let's get back to Unique's question, which is, what does Sean like? Tell us what Sean likes. So go ahead, Sean. Answer our chat person. What does Sean like?
Well, Sean is not hard to please. Let me just say that I'm not hard to please. I like a woman that likes the simpler things in life. You know, not materialistic, you know, not worried about, well, I need a Benz, or I got to have this Tiffany, I got to have Chanel and Coach and all. I don't like that shit. I mean, it's cool to have it if that's what you want, but if you stuck on that shit, I don't like that. I like a woman that likes pretty much laid back. I mean, I like to get wild. I like to wild out every now and then, and if she with that, then that's cool. But I like a woman that's pretty much a homebody, that's, you know, cool, laid back, like the finer things of life or the simple things, you know. I like my women with meat on their bones. But
what?
Lord have mercy.
But I like my women thick. But I don't like, you know, I don't like them a Twinkie away from being a fat person.
So you don't want them to have too many PSIs.
Right. Right. I mean, I like my life. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my women thick. I like the hips, the ass, the tits and all that, you know, cute face. And really don't have to have a cute face. If you have a decent face, all right, face. If your personality is the shit, you got me.
You got
you
it.
Like Chunky, you like Chunky Butterheads.
No, not Chunky. I wouldn't say Chunky. I said a creep. I said I don't like him. Now, let me put it this way. You have to be at least, you have to be at least 5 to 6 Twinkies away from being fat. I like my women with meat on their bone. I like the hips, and, you know, I like the ass and all that, but not the don't like that. I mean, the heaviest woman I ever been with, she was 180. But if you looked at her, you'd be like, nah, she ain't no 180. And she didn't look like she was 180 because she was all tits and ass and hips. And her height, she was tall for a woman. She was damn near looking me in my eye. So she had to be about 5'9", 5'10". 180, thick than a motherfucker, boy. I'm talking thicker than a snicker. Ooh.
Somebody in the chat room asked, what if this Canadian gal weighs 300 pounds?
She don't. I already know what she, I know she don't weigh 300 pounds. Hell, she ain't even, she probably don't even weigh over a $150 or $160. So, she don't weigh out. Say what?
She got dark hair?
No, she's not a brunette. She's not a brunette, but she got, I guess you could say it's like a dirty blonde, a dark blonde, or whatever y'all call that shit. I don't know what they call that shit.
Okay.
Well, I hope she don't find that definition insulting.
Then let me know she white.
Yeah, that makes her white, yes.
Because if you say a sister, it ain't but like one or two hair colors you can go, and you'd have had to say fake blonde or something like that.
No, it ain't fake. It's real. At least I think it's real.
Fake, though, see, so, you know.
Yeah, no, don't like the fake shit. You can keep the
You can keep the
colored contacts and the press on nails and the weave and all that shit. I like my women natural. I like that natural look.
Sean, is she a butterhead?
No, she's not a butterhead. By no means. She's not a butterhead. She's not no hood rat. She's very educated. Very smart.
Y'all in radio land that don't know what a butterhead is. That's a woman where everything look good but a head. Okay?
That's it. No, she's not a butterhead by far. Not no way. No, she don't even fall in that category.
I got a message for Chris from the chat room. Chris, Carnival says, you know, keeping it real, because real women have curves. Chris needs to stop his Bumbo Ross talk. Straight up.
Well, because, okay, first of all, okay, I like my women. It's simply this. If I can have sex with her and make a bologna sandwich at the same time, she'll teach me.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm walking through the house, and I ain't got to use a whole bunch of things to hold her up. And I can go in there and make a sandwich, and she's still right there. Right there, just alive. And then I'm making me a sandwich, you know, ask her if she want mayonnaise on hers and everything. You know what I'm saying? You want cheese on that, girl? You want me to grill that for you? You know.
Wait a minute. Chris. I'm still not understanding. You said
he wants this small woman to wrap around his waist, ride it out while he walks around the house and makes him some sandwiches.
For goddamn sakes. Okay. All right. I got it now. Thanks. Thanks for the enlightenment.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're going to have asshole in the sandwich. It's nasty, Chris.
Okay, and?
Oh, my God. All right. This show is just so not going where it's supposed to go. Anyway.
Well, we can get back to Sean.
Yeah, trying to bring it all back to what we're supposed to be talking about. All right. So you have this bad experience. with your ex. Now, I want to know how it affected you going forward. What kind of residual negative or positive things came out of that relationship?
Well, you know what? I kind of stayed secluded. Well, not, I wouldn't say secluded, but, you know, when I got back out here and started hanging out, you know, and doing my thing, I kind of like
a little more reserved.
Had my guards up. Yeah, you know, I got my guards up. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't be talking to women like I used to because, you know, I'm not going to put my heart out here to get stepped on and drugged through the mud. So it kind of like put me in a shelter. You know, I got my guards up and I ain't letting them down. Fuck that. So it kind of like kept me, you know, away from the dating scene for a minute. You know, females would come try to holler at me. Yeah, okay, we can change something. But that's as far as it's going. I ain't trying to be in no committed relationship. I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just, you know what? Let's just be friends. How come we can't be friends? Why you got to put a title on this? I don't want no title on this. Just let's be friends. And for the life of me, motherfuckers didn't understand that shit. Just did not understand that. They always wanted to have a relationship, wanted me to be in a committed relationship, and, you know, want to put titles on it. Well, I'm your woman and you my man. And I'm like, no, bitch, no. I'm not your man.
Let me ask you a question, Sean. As you mentioned titles a couple times here, do you feel like once you or the woman has received the title that it's been problematic?
Say that again.
Once you have defined the relationship, okay, and you say, okay, we're committed, you're my girl, so forth. Once the title is issued, has there been problems? Or was that the start of there being problems?
Yeah, because that's when all the rules and shit came out. You know, I'm like, hey, what's with the rules, man? You know, I mean, damn, I just got out of a 5-year marriage, and here it is, not even a year later, here it is, you trying to, you know, put some titles, you know, put a title on me or whatever.
Trying to lock you up, yeah.
Right, and I'm not ready for that. And I explained to her, I said, look, I like you. You're a nice girl. You got your shit together and your head on right. But I'm not ready to be committed. I just got out of a relationship. I just got out of a 5-year marriage. You've been divorced as long as I've been married. So you don't have time to go through your mood swings, get all your frustration and anger out. You don't have time to cry, you know, really go through the motions of being divorced. I haven't had that yet. I haven't had that. I've been separated from my wife, ex-wife, for what? Not even a year. And you trying to put me in a committed relationship? Motherfucker, you crazy. It's not going to happen because I'm not ready. I need to have time to find me all over again. I need time to cry, vent, or do whatever it is I'm going to do to get past this. And she just couldn't understand that.
The important thing is that you recognize it, and so maybe that's something that has come from your experience, that you know your limits at this point, and you know what you won't allow. Even though you may not necessarily know everything that you will, you know what you won't allow and accept again.
Right. You're exactly right. And you know, if that means that I have to get rid of the good ones and weed through all y'all, then so be it. But it's just certain things I'm not going for. You're not going to tell me what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. You're not going to tell me, well, you need to be committed to me. When no, that ain't happening. When I want to be committed to you, I'll let you know. Trust me. You'll be the second person to know. But other than that, I'm not trying.
Sean, I got more questions for you from the chat room. Unique One wants to know, you know, you said, why can't we be friends, whatever. She wrote, got it. Okay, she wanted to know, what is a friend? Could you please define it so we can all know? And she figures that you're not going to have a clue on how to define it. She wants to know.
Give it to her, Sean.
She wants to know if what you're talking about is a booty call or something.
No, well, it's she want to know what a friend is.
Yeah.
Are you getting mixed up with booty call, or like, what is your definition of friend before you put on any labels?
Okay. My definition.
Hello?
John?
Yeah, I'm here. They just caught a run. But my definition of a friend, and see, don't I don't want y'all out there in the chat room to get it twisted. I have my female friends that I hang out with.
Stuff on the rim.
Yeah, just take it off.
Okay.
Al got it. Don't get it twisted. I got my friends that I hang out with, and we're strictly platonic. We just friends. I know they boyfriends, they mans, they husbands, whatever. We just strictly platonic. We hang out, we do our thing, and that's it. But then I have my friends with benefits. And
so
those are the friends. I'm sorry?
So that is a booty call, like Unique One said.
Well,
a booty call is different than a friends with benefit.
Yeah,
booty call,
right.
you just get called when it's time for ass.
Right, you only, exactly. You only call that person. A booty call is a person that you only call when you want to have sex. That's it. Friends with benefits are friends that you hang out with, have sex with, but y'all not man and woman, but y'all have that type of rapport where y'all can go out, hang out, have a nice time. And if you want to have sex, you can. If not, then that's cool, too. You feel me?
Okay.
All right.
At what point does the person sort of graduate to girlfriend or you're her man or whatever? Does it come out of a friends with benefits situation?
It can. Anything is possible. Hell, you can get a relationship out of a fucking booty call. Well, it probably won't last long, but, I mean, you know, it has happened. I mean, but seriously, though, I mean...
Okay, so has it ever happened for you? Friends with benefit or booty call?
You know what? Let me say this. I've had friends with benefits, and we still are friends with the benefits, and it's been like this for a long time. I mean, a long time. And I've had booty calls to where it was just that, and that may have went on, you know, a couple few times here and there, and then it's like, okay, I'm done. I don't want no more of that. You know what I'm saying? But never, you know what, I can't really say. Because the friends with benefits have always been friends with benefits, and we've never put any titles on it. You know, I've never took a title. She's never taken a title. But we still remain friends, and we have our benefits. But I'm quite sure it can happen.
So the question on the table right now in the chat room is, oh, my God, so what would this Canadian girl say with you dipping your stick all over the place?
Well, see, that's just it. I don't dip my stick all over the place. You heard me?
If he did, as long as you wrap it up, you're all right.
Thank you. Exactly. I don't just go around throwing my shit on the table. Here you go. Knock yourself out. Nah, I don't do that no more. Now, back in my 20s, oh, shit, I was fucking everything to move. Shit. As long as she looked good or had a nice body, I was doing my thing. But as you get older, you stop doing little dumb shit you used to do back in the 20s, and I don't do that anymore. My thing now is let's go out. Let's have fun, and if you want to have sex, that'll come later. I ain't pressed. I ain't got to have sex with you. I want that mind. Once I get that mind, everything else don't come. That ass don't follow that mind. It don't follow, trust me.
Back in the chat room, Carnival says, holla, Renee, when you said about wrapping it up, Renee. I think that's what they're referring to.
Yes. Damn right you wrapped that shit up. See, back in the day, it used to be you get some shit, you go get a shot. Now, you stick your dick in, the motherfucker blow up. And I ain't having that. It's only so many fire. It's only one kind of fire I can put out. And that's house fire.
Oh my
I
God.
Can't. I don't deal
they
with that
blow
STD
up,
Sean. Bullshit.
Sean, they blow up?
Yeah, if it blow up, I can't put it out. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I don't get paid for that. I get paid for putting out fives, not them kind of fives. Can't do that. That's nope. But yeah, wrap it up. That's all I can say. I keep my shit wrapped up. Fuck that. I don't trust nobody. I don't trust the motherfucker. No. I'm allergic. Nah, you're right. I shouldn't. And then, you know, motherfucker, I'm allergic to condoms. Oh, what? Your ass just ain't getting none. Shit. I don't care. I'm sorry. If I can't wear a condom, you can't have none. That's just the bottom line. I'm not putting my life on the line. It's too much. No, hell no. Fuck around, give me something. Your ass leaving here early. You ain't got to wait for that disease to kill your ass. I'm taking you out.
Shit. Oh,
yeah. You going out. Your ass is out of here. Give me some. Oh, yeah, you out of here. Ain't going to be my word against yours. This is going to be my word.
So, all right. So we know what the negative things are that came out of the relationship. What are some of the positive? Is there anything positive that came out of the relationship?
Oh, definitely. It's some positive. It's definitely too positive. Because, you know, along the way, and I'm not going to say I was perfect through all of this, but along the way, I have learned to curb my temper. I've learned to accept more things, accept more responsibility as far as being in a committed relationship. I know what it takes to make a committed relationship work. And being in a relationship, a committed relationship, is like having another job. You have to constantly work at it. It's not just going to come together like that. You have to work at it. And anything worth having is worth fighting for and working for. So
another message came from the chat room. It was sent to me privately, and it says, "I'll bet Sean can light fires too."
I can light them up now. I've been known to light up fires and put them out too. So yeah, whoever that came from, yeah, I can light them motherfuckers up and put them out. Yeah. I'm very capable of that.
Yeah.
Very capable.
And you know, I mean, this job is tough because I got to keep an eye on the chat room, make sure that they get their airtime. And, you know, but some of this shit, man, that's coming up in the chat room, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. So what you got to say, Chris? You must have something to say about all of this.
Boomer Clyde, man, Boomer Clyde.
You know, I don't know what's gotten into you, Chris, but something's definitely gotten into you.
Actually,
new word.
Hey.
Maybe you'd like to tell me where you picked that shit up.
Just move the belly.
He already told you from the movie.
Yeah, but she dared me to say it.
I see.
I said it to her the other day.
She knows when something's on the go. So that's what it is. So now you're using it in every freaking sentence that you're making.
Yeah.
Because you want to make
and
a point today.
Okay. What was the last thing said? You just asked me a question. What was the last thing said?
Well, I said, what do you have to say about all this? But, you know, next week Jay's going to be on. So does that mean we're going to be listening to that whole bumper clock thing all through the
show? Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. You said Jay is going to be on the show next week?
Jade.
No, Jay is gone. Jade.
Oh, Jade. Oh, okay. Because, you know, I was about to flip the script.
We're going to have to get Jade to change her name because it sounds too much like Jay. I hear you on that. Yeah, I think that shit's got to go. We're going to have to rename her. Like, I don't
know. Y'all are so crazy.
Can I rename her?
What do you want to name her?
Okay, hold on. I want Chris to rename Jade. What's Jade's new name?
Lucy?
Lucy?
Yeah, I was looking at Lucy Arnaz the other day, and you know the old Lucy show.
Hell no!
Oh,
leave the woman's name alone. We'll just call her Jade.
Chris, I just got a message for you. I got a feeling that maybe we got some kind of somebody hiding out here in some hidden gear, because suddenly I get a private message that says, "What the fuck? No man, no way, Lucy, hell to the no." So I got a feeling that Jade is hiding. That's some vehemently angry shit coming out there. Hell no. And Unique One just said, how about the name Sapphire? I like that. Sapphire, that works.
Okay, another stone.
I don't know. Chris, I got a feeling that you're in the doghouse here. That's what I'm thinking, but, you know.
It ain't going to be the first woman mad at me.
Okay, she says, Carnival has revealed herself. She says, oh, yes, peeps, it's me. Uh-oh.
What?
Jade. It is Jade. She revealed herself, and she said, it is me. So it's Jade. Masking herself to catch Chris. I'm telling you, there's some kind of drama going on here. I don't know. And she's telling me, Chris, that I got to tell you, hells to the no, bumba clot to the Roz.
Bumba clot Lucy.
Oh, she's like hating on you right now. I don't know. Some secret shit going on here. I'll tell you. I don't know. See, the Lady Taz Show, you just never know what's going to happen here. We always got some kind of eventful situation or drama or some hidden stuff here. So I don't know. We'll see who's going to join us next week. It'll probably be either Sapphire or Lucy. Don't know at this point. Don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't the woman just have her own name?
Well, I don't know.
Her middle name, Jade Lucy, whatever her last name is, Jade Lucy.
Oh, hell, you just crazy.
Lucy Pearl.
Lucy Pearl? Did you just
yeah,
Lucy
like that,
Pearl?
Like that group, Lucy Pearl.
Oh, I
Lucy
thought
Pearl.
As in the devil.
Excuse me?
Mm-mm, not Lucifer, Lucy Pearl.
Okay, let me. All right, I'm gonna come up with a good name that can just be just hers, okay? Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
What?
Boo Boo what?
Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
Kitty Fuck. All right, that's it. So. John, thank you so much for being on Blast this week. You did a great job. We're so glad that we got to know you. With 60 seconds left in the show, I got to tell everybody, please, you got to check us next week, because that show is going to be off the chain. And it's he is not who you think. And we're dedicating it to our past ex co-host, Master J. That's what it is. So
who's on hiatus?
All good. It's going to be all good. Come back. It's going to be fun.
Boo-Boo Kitty Fuck is a good name.
Boo-Boo Kitty.
Boo-Boo Kitty Fuck.
You got Carnival saying that's just wrong, man. That's just wrong. That's for you, Chris.
That's a good name. You look at this movie, it's how Jay and Alan Bob Frank Bank. That's what you're really named. will probably put that.